K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. How are you this morning?
Oh, I am not too bad, not too bad at all. Very glad that it's Thursday, so it's moving along. And I feel like I'm in a good position today after yesterday. Yesterday was quite productive. And, I had seen a frost warning in my email this morning for the area. I don't see us getting down to that. Maybe it did overnight. Or was that warning for this coming evening? Not sure. Either way, that's better right now.
Yeah, I saw when I logged on to my computer this morning, the opening screen comes up and it gives a weather thing, and it said frost warning. So I don't know if that was for, you know, overnight this last night or if it's for overnight tonight. But I know it's going to get cold again, you know, like mid-40s tomorrow.
I think I do remember seeing in the little blurb there something about the first, so maybe it's tomorrow. And tomorrow starts at midnight, so it could be tonight, could be tomorrow night. We're not out of the woods yet. And we don't have any plants out right now, so that's good. That works out in our favor. All right, question of the day. just because I hear a lot of people talk about it lately, and so I pose these questions to you. Do you own any electric power tools, you know, lawn maintenance, weed whackers, leaf blowers, any electric? Do you still have any gas-powered ones? And if you need a replacement, if you do, will you buy electric? I say electric, I'm really thinking more battery-powered.
So, yes. I had, it was an electric leaf blower, a corded one, that went on me in the fall. So I did buy a battery-powered leaf blower in a kit, and it came with a battery-powered string trimmer, which will replace my gas-powered string trimmer.
Think back to some of the equipment that I have. I have, as you say, weed trimmer. I have a leaf blower, and I have a chainsaw that I keep in the shed at my parents' house, which is probably not the best place for it, and they've been sitting there a while. The things I had acquired years ago, not thinking that I was going to be in this apartment complex this long. But everyone keeps talking about going electric. Higby bought himself an electric snowblower. And he loves it. He said it's great. A lot of people have switched over to electric lawnmowers. And again, when I say electric, I mean battery powered. Bill, in that last storm that we had, the high winds a couple weeks ago, he bought himself a battery powered chainsaw and was raving about it. I hope all these devices that everyone's buying has batteries that either last for many charges and are as good, and or they can get replacement batteries for them. That would be awful if you invest in a device and it's a proprietary battery. Obviously, your handheld drills, those have been battery powered for a while now. A nice proving ground for these other machines, other devices. But I've been thinking, not that I'm in the market for anything, but I've been thinking a lot about that lately, how these gas power tools have the potential.
Yeah, the tool makers, you know, they've commonized their style of battery in multiple tools. DeWalt, Ryobi, Milwaukee, Makita, even I think Kobalt, which is the Lowe's brand, Rigid, they've all standardized their battery to work in myriad of tools. And I think that helped. Now, I know Ryobi, because I was looking at that, they had a 40-volt leaf blower. But I'd already had another Ryobi tool that uses their 18+1 battery system, so that's what I end up buying for the leaf blower and the string trimmer. I have a friend of mine who said that, you know, don't go Ryobi, Ryobi's the worst. And to spend the money for Milwaukee, I'm not a contractor, so I don't know if I need that type. I might use a leaf blower, you know, a dozen times through the summer.
I think you may have heard me say this before, where, you know, if I need a tool and it's available from Harbor Freight and it's a non-power tool, I have no problem with buying it there and, you know, taking the cost savings, so long as I'm pretty confident it'll do the job. If it's battery powered, I probably wouldn't buy it from there. I don't really use air tools, but I think if it's something that is just a hand tool, I'm okay with buying it from there. Again, saving the money. Thinking about, you know, contractors, there's definitely a difference in the frequency, the duty cycle required for the use of that unit. You know, you're going to use it 3 hours a day versus 3 hours a year. Significantly different. I wonder what that's going to do for, like, lumberjacks and such. Is that going to increase the cost on gas power tools? If most of your consumer-grade equipment is switching over to battery?
That's a good question. That is a good question. Because the guys, the landscapers, you know, the type of equipment that they're using multiple times a day, like, you know, string trimmers and leaf blowers and stuff, are they going to go battery? And if they do, how many batteries are they going to have throughout the day? You know, because I used my battery, I fully charged it. It probably lasted me about 15, maybe 20 minutes, and then I had to switch batteries when I first used it. But I was doing a lot of leaf stuff and a lot of heavy stuff. As someone that's doing yard maintenance, I don't know if they're actually going to be able to get by with it with the battery-powered stuff at this point in time.
KCQNVM, good morning. When I was at Bureau Veritas, we did extensive testing on battery-powered equipment, and batteries just cannot compete in any real-world situation for commercial use. We had a Husqvarna electric chainsaw that you could effectively make 8 to 10 cuts on a 1 foot log, and then the battery was toast. And they'll put an implement like that on a fire truck so they could use it once when they need it somewhere where they don't have to worry about ventilation and fumes. But other than that, gas power will never go away. California is trying to ban it on small internal combustion engines. Certain horsepower ratings are like no longer making them or importing them or allowed, and the landscapers are rioting over it.
Before you even said California, I was already thinking the same thing. First of all, I was thinking Hulk oil, and I'm thinking, holy crap, California is already well underway of trying to, you know, ban these very efficient pieces of equipment.
Also, batteries do not like the cold. We had one company sent back a whole bunch of snow blowers that were returned because why are they even being returned? Well, you're Canada, you're 40 degrees below zero and you want a battery-operated snowblower, batteries don't like the cold. And we told them that, and they really didn't like the answer. But I'm like, that's the answer.
I was always under the impression that Bureau Veritas was more in the product testing and reliability world. I guess I was surprised to hear you say that they were that close to the you know, customer relations. I thought it was more for product improvement with the manufacturers.
We did work with manufacturers, but we also worked with, say, Canadian Tire, which is the Walmart of Canada, to where they have a blanket, like, no questions asked return policy, and they would wonder why people would return Christmas trees in January, snowblowers in April, and get their money back, and then be like, why are people doing all these returns? Because they're renting the trees from you. They use the tree and they give it back to you and say, oh, the lights didn't work. Half the trees they would send us would be 100% capable. And they just don't like to hear that people are trying to scam them. But the snowblowers, like, when they got cold, they didn't work. And it wasn't because of the electronics, it was because of the batteries.
Yes, I have heard that lithium batteries do not like to get cold. And who was it that bought electric buses, school buses, and they couldn't run the heat because they wouldn't be able to get through the entire trip to pick up all the kids, so they weren't running heat. I can't remember which school district it was. I want to say it was in the Buffalo area.
That sounds like something that Orchard Park would do, because they have more money than they know what to do with.
We know that the NFTA has buses that run on propane, but don't they have electric buses now? You know, the not school buses, but the you know, public transit.
I don't know. I think they have natural gas or propane, but I don't know if they have electric buses. Because even that gigantic buses, they can't even get a tractor trailer electric.
It just doesn't seem like the right region to be deploying that, at least right now, with the level of performance.
They have hybrid buses.
Oh, that's interesting. So could you do a hybrid configuration in a small power tool?
That seems like it would be an over-engineered, over-complicated, twice the hassle issue. How would you incorporate that? Electric start? That'd be about it.
And in a hybrid vehicle, are they relying on the extra torque to be coming from the electric drive system or the gas-powered system?
Can you repeat that again, Travis?
And maybe my thinking on it's completely wrong, but when you have a hybrid, so you have electric and gasoline in your vehicle, are you getting extra torque from one or the other? Is that coming from the electric, or are you relying on gas? I know the electric would be faster. I can't imagine the engine's just there to charge the battery. I'm thinking you're using that mechanically, right? So when you need that extra torque, is that coming from... I guess I just don't understand it well enough. Are you in battery mode most of the time, and then the engine kicks in as needed? Are you running a low horsepower engine, and then the battery kicks in when it needs the extra torque because the engine is under horsepower?
The electric motors provide most of the torque. the gas engine is there for driving and maintaining speed, but to get to speed, it's usually the electric kicks in, and then the gasoline engine will charge the battery system.
So the battery is doing the giving the extra oomph when the engine is not capable. Okay, that's kind of what I thought. I guess I haven't owned one and never really thought much of it. We did have a rental for one, and the battery was pretty much dead the whole time we had it, which was pretty sad. And maybe because it was in a rental situation, it wasn't charging properly, but yeah, interesting. All right, well, I've got 6:46, so I'm over, so I'm going to have to pop out. And yeah, interesting conversation this morning. And yeah, I'll have to ponder that some more. But I want to run. This is KCPCV. I'll talk to you guys soon. 73.
73, KC2 NBN clear.
This is KE2GB.